Views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers.
You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Welcome to the hit radio show Authenticity Rising with Christine and Sabrina. Do you feel overwhelmed by all the information out there that's designed to improve your life? Do you know that you're destined to become more? Are you sometimes afraid to fully express who you are? Authenticity Rising with Christine Upchurch and Sabrina Fritz will provide simple solutions for stepping into true empowerment, leading you to greater joy, ease, and abundance. Christine and Sabrina invite you to join them each week on Transformation Talk Radio and rise to the occasion of your life. Now, here are your hosts, Christine and Sabrina.
Hi, everyone. I'm Christine Upchurch.
And I'm Sabrina Fritz.
And you are listening to Authenticity Rising on Transformation Talk Radio. Stay with us for the next hour and let us help you to rise to the occasion of your life. Each Monday on Transformation Talk Radio, we have some of the most authentic leading-edge teachers on the planet who can help you to discover true empowerment.
Hey, Sabrina.
Well, hello, Chris.
I'm really hoping that people can hear us because we were having a little problems hearing what's going on at the studio there. So we're going to just like talk anyway.
We're going to hope for the best.
Yes, indeed. For once, what we've got going here is Sabrina and I are in the same place. We're in the same location. So instead of speaking to each other from Seattle to Colorado, we're here together at my center in Woodinville, Washington.
I know, and it's so nice to be here. I love always seeing your smiling face.
It's great to have you here, too, because, you know, we always have fun both playing and working. And it was great this past weekend doing an Authenticity Rising seminar and, you know, watching people shift and figuring out that this process that we've downloaded and created and is something worthwhile, you know?
Yes. I love having this event at your center, for one thing. It's so beautiful here. She is an amazing interior decorator, among mm-hmm. all of her other many, many talents that she has in the world. And the energy here was so nice. And the group of people that we had attending the workshop were ready for this. It's like they knew something. They were called for different reasons to come to that workshop, and what they left with and the information they provided us before leaving was that, you know, that they got it and they're so excited to go implement this in their daily lives and really step into their authenticity.
Yeah, and that was great too, because this is the first time we had an opportunity to go from our 8 simple steps, which was the earlier version of our program, to 5 fun steps. And it's simplified, and there were a lot of people who said, wow, looking at everything as information has really shifted things for me. So it was a great time.
Yeah, lots of fun.
And we're working on our book proposal. And speaking of books, mm-hmm. Sabrina, you are now a published author.
Yes, yay! It's so exciting. Yeah. It's very exciting.
Sabrina is a contributing author to Speaking Your Truth, Courageous Stories from Inspiring Women. And her story is the second in the anthology, and it's an amazing story. So we're going to chat with Sabrina for a few minutes, and then after the next break, we're going to be coming back and talking to a couple of other authors. So, you know, I know your story well, but I really want you to share your story, your journey of how you went from uptight type A HR manager to healer, teacher, and life coach.
Well, it almost feels like it was overnight, but it definitely wasn't overnight. But the actual pivotal process that got my attention so that I could really start focusing on what was important in life was a rollover accident I had with my 2 daughters in the car. It was a typical Saturday afternoon, and we're driving from our mountain community into what I call town, which is the city. We were actually going to meet a friend and do some crystal shopping because I had just started exploring some of the spiritual woo-woo stuff that people talk about.
Right. And for many of us who've been in that mainstream arena, it has to get us a little outside of our comfort zones to do that.
Yes, absolutely. But, you know, it was after a particularly stressful period of my life when I was asking or, you know, proclaiming there has to be something more to life than this. And I started seeking and searching for what more there could be for me. And this particular day, we're driving down clear roads, sunny skies. It's in February, but yet in Colorado, no problems with the weather. And we were forced off the highway into a rollover accident.
Scary.
It was very scary. And I can just remember trying my best as control freak, trying to hold my car together and protect my children. But I did ask for outside help. I repeated the mantra, help us get through this, help us get through this.
So by outside help, you're not talking about somebody at the nearby gas station, but you're talking about the unseen external support system.
Yeah, and in this case, it was particularly my angels. I had just read the Healing with Your Angels book from Doreen Virtue, and it really resonated with me. I've always felt a deep connection to guardian angels from my Catholic upbringing, things like that. So that was very comfortable for me to see that unseen support system in the angelic realm. And when we were in this role, in the midst of this rollover accident, I was calling upon them to help us, to protect us. I even remember having this thought that, oh my God, I'm killing my kids. And it was just such a deep fear that something was going to happen to them. And I made a silent statement. If something happens to one of them, I'm not staying. I didn't see how I was going to be able to handle losing one of my daughters. But thankfully, we were divinely protected, ended up on all four wheels, stopped, came to an abrupt stop. And when I saw that my daughters were okay, I got out of the car and I felt like something big had shifted. And from that point is when I started being led on as this adventure that I like to call life now. And it was really allowing me to start letting go of some of the fears and the belief systems that I had that were really holding me back.
What sorts of fears held you back?
All kinds of fears. Main fear, the biggest fear I always felt was that I wasn't good enough, that I wasn't worthy and deserving of all the good things in life. And so that really, I've now discovered, really caused me to be that controlling type personality, because if I could control the outside circumstances, the people around me, I felt safe then. I felt like I was proving myself worthy and everything would be okay. But it was extremely exhausting and extremely stressful, and I don't recommend it for anybody.
And is it possible to control everything?
It's impossible.
Yeah.
What
the rollover accident probably taught you that.
Exactly. Yes, and it did. And you know, that was the big thing from that accident, was teaching me to let go and trust. But no, we can't. I often think that the more we try to control things, the more the universe gives us to control. And pretty soon we're doing this big juggling act and it's just all going to start crashing down. And I believe in my heart, if I hadn't had this rollover accident, or if I hadn't seen this rollover accident as a turning point or a pivotal point in my life, as a bigger message than what it was, just a mere accident, I probably would have ended up contracting something like cancer or some type of disease to really take me out of what was going on in my life circumstances.
I just want to underscore this. It's a really important point you're saying, that you saw it. You became aware that this was a turning point for you. I think that there are lots of people who have opportunities to see that and close their eyes to that information and therefore suppress whatever's going on and develop something like cancer or, you know, heart attack or something.
Yeah. Oh yeah. We get opportunities, those little wake up calls, people like to call them. And oftentimes if your alarm goes off, you sometimes just hit the snooze button and you're not necessarily paying attention to the bigger message. And in hindsight, I could look at other opportunities in my past where I could have taken those situations that occurred to me and happened in my perspective, often feeling victimized by some of those circumstances, I could have taken those as opportunities, but maybe perhaps I just wasn't ready. But for whatever reason, I believe I was ready. I was looking for something more to life. And even though I had started on this journey of self-discovery, it was important that I needed to get a bigger message. The universe really needed to get my attention, and it did so.
Sometimes we have to be hit over the head with it.
Absolutely.
So where did this transition lead you?
Well, basically, where it led me was seeking help. First of all, I did receive a reading shortly after, and that led me, a reading with someone who communicates with angels, and it led me to get my reconnection, which is something I had never heard of before, but it is this once-in-a-lifetime sacred experience where it puts you onto your life path.
It's a type of energetic healing is the way most people would classify it. But it really is, it helps people to go to another level of their life path.
Exactly. And that was recommended. I had never heard of it, but it really resonated with me. And so therefore, I went that route. I got my reconnection, and the messages started coming in that I was supposed to learn this work, and I did, and even though I thought I was insane, but I became a healer and ultimately ended up transitioning out of my human resources career, advancing as a practitioner and an instructor, teaching others as an associate instructor around the world, doing all kinds of things differently than I've ever done before, and ultimately following my heart more often than not.
Yeah, and your life is very different now, isn't it?
It is, and that was by sharing my story. It was what I discovered was that every time I was willing to let go of the person I thought I was supposed to be, I discovered a version of myself I didn't even know existed.
That's very profound. Thank you for sharing your story. And we've got some other authors who are contributing authors to Speaking Your Truth, Courageous Stories from Inspiring Women. And we're going to talk to Teresa Martindale next. So stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Show Authenticity Rising with Christine and Sabrina is energizing people everywhere to rise to the occasion of their lives. Do you feel overwhelmed by all the information out there that's designed to improve your life? Do you feel that you're destined to become more? Are you sometimes afraid to fully express who you are? Let Authenticity Rising with Christine and Sabrina help you to step into true empowerment, leading you to greater joy, ease, and abundance. Co-host Christine Upchurch and Sabrina Fritz invite you to join them every Monday at 5 p.m. Eastern, 2 p.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio, and rise to the occasion of your life. Tune in each Wednesday at 6 p.m. Eastern for the hit show Out of the Fog with Karen Hager, the Fog City Psychic. Spark your spirit and ignite your soul with spiritual conversation and enlightening guests that will help you get clear and catapult you into action. You'll meet metaphysical movers and shakers, intuitives, spiritual visionaries, and more. Want an on-air reading? Karen's down-to-earth style and lively curiosity delivers the compassionate, no-nonsense, intuitive advice that's become her trademark. Visit FogCityPsychic.com and book your reading today. Welcome to Sisters Talk Radio. Awaken the feminine power that glows in your heart. There are just certain heart-to-heart conversations you can only have with your sisters. The conversations you crave when you need to reconnect. Mona and Savitri explore our feminine power as they look at headline topics and what women are talking about. Join us on Sisters Talk Radio, Fridays at 2 p.m. Pacific and 5 p.m. Eastern. Only on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Experience every day fully energized and vitalized, infused with the essence of gratitude. Our decorative electrostatic labels do just that. They are compact and easy to carry everywhere you go. Peel off the back, place it on any glass surface such as your drinking glasses, your home and office windows, or even your car windows. Visit our shop at explorationgratitude.com, and when you pick four kits of electrostatic essence of gratitude labels, you'll receive one kit free.
Feeling bogged down by your daily grind? Not living up to your greatest potential? Then it's time to turn up the heat and get real with what truly matters, be it family, career, wellness, spirituality, or anything else that fuels your inner flame. Join Fire It Up with CJ as this respected life coach talks to a wide range of experts and everyday people for their inspiring and unconventional ideas to help you make the most from your life. Equal parts heart warmer, cheerleader, and butt kicker, CJ Liu draws on her extensive experience in business and life coaching, along with her intuition and playful humor, to address meaningful topics with truth and irreverence. It takes just one spark to ignite a fire. For dates and showtimes, visit www.fireitupwithcj.com or www.transformationtalkradio.com.
Sabrina Fritz, and we're back on Authenticity Rising with Christine and Sabrina. And I had the honor of sharing my story in an anthology, Speaking Your Truth, Courageous Stories from Inspiring Women. And we had this wonderful book launch recently in Denver area last Wednesday. And one of our guests tonight, I had the pleasure of really getting to know her that evening. Her name is Teresa Martindale, and her story really spoke to me, and I believe it spoke to many people. And Teresa, I'd like you to come on and tell us just a little bit about yourself, first of all.
Yes, thank you so much for having me. I am a mother and now an author, which is so exciting. And I, too, went through a process of going through a transformation and stepped into a healing path and journey, which then led back in time to then tell the story. So I'm at a place now where I broke free of a box I was confined in so that I could discover a spiritual journey and healing for myself.
Well, and that's wonderful. Why don't you share with our listeners a little bit about your journey and your story and why it tends to speak to so many people, even though you experienced something that many couldn't even comprehend?
Well, you know, it's interesting. As a young child, you know, having come from such an abusive environment, I lost my mother when I was just 8 years old, and I was the oldest of five kids, which turned into the oldest of nine children within probably about a three-year period of time. And something about going through that process must have been innate in my soul's purpose, I just have to believe, because part of me understood or knew that the universe only gives us what we can handle, and I just felt extra special, like maybe I'm extra special that I have so many hard things to deal with.
Right.
And that doesn't always, you know, isn't always true for people who are struggling, but for me that was part of it, and breaking chains was a big loop that would go on inside of my head, that I'm here to change what this ancestral pattern that has plagued generations and generations of our family on both sides, really. And so in my story, I just talk about one of the little pieces where I lost my mom twice when her handprints were removed. And that was the only connection I had to her.
So let's back up for a minute. You were eight and your mother, she died suddenly, right?
Right. She was pregnant. She had a blood clot and was being treated for that in the hospital. And in the middle of the night, got up to go to the bathroom, and the blood clot dislodged from the lung and went to the heart. And they found her in ICU on the floor. And she had, okay. You know, no one really knew how long she had been gone. It was very sudden.
So there you were as a young girl, and you lost your mother suddenly. And yet you talk about having lost her again. Can you tell us a little bit more about that?
Well, when I was a child, before she passed away, my dad had a slab of cement, and we all put our handprints, you know how you do, in a fresh piece of concrete with the names inscribed. And, you know, we were forced to forget about our mom right away. My dad was remarried in 3 months' time. Mm-hmm. And we literally, there was not a single thing. I didn't have a picture. I wasn't allowed to talk about her anymore. This is your new mom, kind of a thing. And I was just too little to know what to do with that. But the one thing I had was that handprint. So I would put my hand in her hand, and it was like I was holding her hand in the cement. Sorry, it's a little emotional. And then would, in my mind, try to remember her just by holding her hand. And it was about 3 years later, I think the stepmom was aware that I was doing that, and it bothered her to some degree, and she asked my father to remove those handprints from the cement. And that's the story I tell, is standing in the swirl of the cement dust that was her hand that was removed and that last thing taken away.
Unimaginable.
Yeah.
Very hard. And you talk about healing some of the ancestral past. And is that from your healing journey? You became a shaman, correctly? Is that right?
Yes. I studied with the Four Winds. I did a year and a half program learning the healing arts, you know, it's really westernized, so it's working a lot with brain science and then also the shamanic practice, and really it's working with the mythic, and for some reason I think the artistic part of me really resonates with that. It's communicated to my soul, and I was able to really start recognizing patterns that were part of the family. The orphan archetype, I mean, goes back, you know, generations, and here I was, you know, at 8 years old, standing in that, standing there in the swirl of dust, orphaned, really. Mom gone, dad has completely abandoned, you know, abandoned me. And in looking back, my grandfather was literally an orphan, went through 7 orphanages. My father was left orphaned as a child. I mean, it really just was going backwards. And so it was at some point in my shamanic healing that I recognized this needs to change, and we need to be empowered beings. And how can I shift that? And, you know, you start recognizing that healing process is working, at least for me, when I see my own children and recognize that this is just such a foreign concept for them, my story. And that's only because they haven't lived it.
Right. And they can thank your healing process for that on some level.
Right, right. And I think that's part of all of our work. You know, a lot of us, we carry those things that we bring forward from the ancestors, the troubles, and so when we can really start delving in and working that through, it can be a very empowering process, very healing.
And do you find that people will often carry, like, even if they don't experience the circumstances, there's an energetic that gets carried on from family to family, from generation to generation?
Well, for sure, there's just that energetic underlying thing. I mean, you know, and you can, if you really start looking at that, if you go back and look at your ancestry and where you came from, you'll find common threads, things that are just even encoded in the DNA that, you know, and it could be emotional responses, or a lot of those are social as well. But there are things that come from the ancestors, and it's becoming aware of that, I believe, that first can set you on your path to say, is this really me, or is this something that has come from the past? And the cool thing about that is, you know, we live in a linear time where it's what am I doing tomorrow and the next day and in a month from now. But when you step into circular time, where you're able to look back at your ancestors and identify, this is no longer serving me, my family, or who I am, who my soul is, I'm going to change who I am in the very present. And then what you literally are doing is completely changing the future and the outcome of the future by going back and visiting the past. So it becomes a circle of healing the past, doing something different today that changes the absolute landscape of the future.
Right, right. And, you know, what you're talking about is understood within the shamanic realms, but scientists are beginning to understand that time is really not linear. Time doesn't really exist, that things are happening simultaneously. So that healing the future is also on some level healing the present and the past, correct?
Absolutely. As you heal yourself in the present, it's like you're releasing the shackles of those ancestors that carried that through, because there's no longer that accountability anymore. Somebody stood up and took charge and did something different, you know, and then the future generations now get to thrive in a whole different way. And that, and if, you know, if we consider that we're living in this circular time simultaneously, how rejoiceful must those ancestors be, right? If we're right. saying, we've come forward and corrected something that just no longer serves our soul's calling anymore. What can we do now to even change the world through the future generations, which are the children and the children's children? And it's just such a beautiful, powerful thing. And I see that happening in my own little world. And just, you know, it brings me to my knees. I'm so full of gratitude to understand that my kids, their view of what their world is just a completely different scenario of what mine is or was, you know.
And as a parent, there's nothing better than that feeling, is there? When you actually children are going
right,
to have. Go ahead.
Oh, no, I was just going to say, you know, it's always a work in progress. I don't want to sound like it's, you know, I'm completely healed and everything's perfect. I mean, we're always working towards that, but just to see the change is really beautiful.
Absolutely.
Yeah. And And if you weren't still in the process, you probably would have ascended and wouldn't be here on the radio with us right now. So, I mean, I think isn't the human journey just one of, you know, peeling off the layers and layers of the onions, and, you know, doesn't it just continue forever?
Really, I mean, truly, and, you know, even writing that story triggered a deeper level of that onion peeling for me to even understand at some deeper levels things that I've been holding on to or misidentifying, and, you know, been able to say, wow, this feels the exact same as something that when I was a child, but it's really not the same. Energetically, it feels the same, so now I get to choose how to respond from that place and be very conscious now in my choosing and say, no, this is just a feeling from something that was old, but you now get to shift and create a whole new neural pathway that can respond in a much healthier way, because it's not the same. It just felt the same.
That's so wonderful. Well, you know, Teresa, time went by way too fast in this linear time that we're in, but I want to thank you for being on our show, and please share with our listeners how they can find out more about you. What's your website address?
I have a blog that contains a lot of information, arealjawbreaker.blogspot.com, or my jewelry design webpage is theearthrocks.com, and both of those you can hop back and forth, so either one.
All right, so if we go to theearthrocks.com, people can find your blog.
Theearthrocks.com, yep, you can find it from there and see some cool jewelry in the meantime.
Thanks so much, Teresa, for joining us. This is Christine Upchurch. You're listening to Authenticity Rising with Christine and Sabrina. We're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, we're going to talk to another wonderful contributing author, Elizabeth Cookson. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Connect with your personal guardian angels, guides, and departed loved ones at Angels and the Afterlife, an enlightening day of answers with Doreen Virtue and John Holland on September 22nd in Seattle, Washington. Audience readings will be given throughout the day, so reserve your seat today by calling 800-654-5126. Discover how guardian angels support, heal, and guide to enact positive life changes. Tune in and increase your innate intuitive abilities to receive signs and signals from the other side. Seats are limited for the Angels and the Afterlife event, so call 800-654-5126 to reserve your seat today, or online, visit hayhouse.com.
Are you ready to triumph over the challenges in your life? Are you ready to create the life you desire? Radio host of the hit show, Get Inspired, Sue London, overcame illness, abuse, disease, divorce, and near death. As a spiritual life coach, Reiki master, motivational speaker, and author, Sue's goal is to help millions of people cope, heal, and move forward. Get inspired. Create the life you desire with internationally known radio host, Sue London. Host Sue London and her weekly guest will bring you tools, techniques, products, and services that will help you get inspired to create the life you desire. Tune in to TransformationTalkRadio.com every Thursday at 3 p.m. Pacific, 6 p.m. Eastern, to be inspired by radio host Sue London and her guest to help you create the life you desire. For more details, please visit AskSueLondon.com. That's AskSueLondon.com.
Called the Oprah of radio by her listeners, award-winning host Dr. Pat Basile is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh, new perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Visit thedrpatshow.com. That's thedrpatshow.com for listening times in your area.
Tune in each week on TransformationTalkRadio.com, Wednesday at 2 Pacific, 5 Eastern Time, and express and experience the infinite possibilities waiting in each and every moment as you listen to From the Heart with Elizabeth Cookson. Get ready for a packed hour of laughter, tears, and a soul full of emotions as Elizabeth raises your vibration and shifts your spirit. For more information about Elizabeth and to schedule a session, visit ElizabethCookson.com. The hit radio show Authenticity Rising with Christine and Sabrina is energizing people everywhere to rise to the occasion of their lives. Do you feel overwhelmed by all the information out there that's designed to improve your life? Do you feel that you're destined to become more? Are you sometimes afraid to fully express who you are? Let Authenticity Rising with Christine and Sabrina help you to step into true empowerment, leading you to greater joy, ease, and abundance. Co-hosts Christine Upchurch and Sabrina Fritz invite you to join them every Monday at 5 p.m. Eastern, 2 p.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio. And rise to the occasion of your life.
This is Sabrina Fritz, and we're back on Authenticity Rising with Christine and Sabrina. And today we're talking about speaking your truth and this anthology that I had the honor of being a contributing author entitled Speaking Your Truth, Courageous Stories from Inspiring Women. And this is actually the third and final volume. So it's like a trilogy and no cliffhangers, I assure you. And one of the things, we just had Teresa Martindale on, one of the other contributing authors, and Elizabeth Cookson is going to be joining us now. We had 42 inspiring women sharing their stories. And I tell you, Elizabeth's story, many of you out there listening may have already heard her on Transformation Talk Radio. She has her own show on Transformation Talk Radio. And one of the things that happened in her life is she learned the healing power of forgiveness. So Elizabeth, why don't you join us and tell us, our listeners, a little bit about how this story and sharing it has transformed your life already.
Oh, thank you so much. It'd be an honor. The story really, it's more about my life and a lot of the, I want to say, the trials and tribulations that I went through and not really forgiving and letting go. And through an experience about 4 years ago, my nine-month-old daughter passed away in a daycare provider's home. And that daycare provider just so happened to be one of our good friends.
Oh, my gosh.
And so it's a really difficult experience because what happened is in that morning, Nicola was a twin. So if you can imagine, we had three kids under the age of two in our household in addition to the other children. And so sleep was kind of one of those things that, you know, came and went. So I was trying to prepare to go to work. I had a meeting at 8 o'clock in the morning, and I was rushing around the house. I was looking for my laptop. I had overslept that day, and I'm like, oh, I have got to get out of here. And so I was rushing to my corporate job. I ran out the door just saying, hey, honey, thanks for taking the kids. I'm off. And I ran out the door, and that was my final words to my family. And that afternoon, we got the phone call to say that they were rushing our daughter to the hospital, and those were the final words my daughter heard from me. And so that was really hard for me not to say, I love you. And so one of the things that I've learned in the power of forgiveness is, for me, really now, I look at my life in a completely different way, and that is, to live in the present moment and to really be authentic. And one of the things that I really realized, I read my story again, and after I read it, I started to cry. And I'm like, I'm doing it again. I'm rushing around to the future. I'm rushing to please, and I'm not here for my family. And one of the things is, I went back to share my heart, to really provide services to others, and what I found is, I did the same thing again. I've learned so many lessons this summer, and it was really about being authentic. And after I read the story, I'm like, I'm not being authentic to myself. And so I went back to my consulting firm just almost 2 weeks ago, it'd be 2 weeks ago this Wednesday, and I resigned because I was not being authentic to myself and to my family. And that was just something that I really realized that day, that there's so much for me to be able to do with my family, with my friends, and me giving myself that and sharing myself. That's one of the biggest things. And I learned how to forgive all the people who have abused me. I've been physically abused, sexually abused, emotionally abused for years. So before I was even 20, I was abused by more people than you have on both hands. And I never understood
why would I ever be put in that position? And did I have a sign on the back that said I was free? And, you know, that was so hard for me. But it, until my daughter passed, I truly did not understand the power of forgiveness. And I forgave myself, and I forgave my daycare provider.
So you had to face every parent's worst nightmare. And somehow you've managed to turn that into personal transformation and transcendence. What did you have to break through in order to get to this place of forgiveness?
Well, unfortunately, it had to happen quite quickly for us because our daughter passed away at the daycare provider's home. We were told by the detectives we were not to communicate with the family, yet they're friends of ours. And as an intuitive and a medium, I actually communicated with my daughter after she passed. And I was so torn. I was a complete disaster. My husband was in the fetal position, and he basically didn't get out of that position until we went to the wake. And so for us, we're like, what do we do? So I said, I'll talk to Nicola. I called upon my daughter, and I said, baby, what do? I don't know what happened to you. I don't know what we're supposed to do. And she said, Mommy, she loved me just as much as you love me, and she cared for me when you went to work. And so, I mean, it just broke my heart because I'm like, okay, I have to show a mother's love and forgive her and forgive myself. And so we reached out only 4 days after my daughter passed away. We invited them to the wake, and we invited them to the funeral service. And at the wake, I mean, if you could just, it's like the room went breathless when they walked in the room because it's like, how was Elizabeth and my husband going to react? And I'll be honest with you, it was the most difficult situation for me. I actually avoided, you know, to be in the same room. I couldn't do it. And I kept hearing my little girl go, Mommy, you have to go embrace her. You have to love her. And it was so hard for me. And I went back in the room. And I walked up to her, and I gave her a hug, and she collapsed in my arms, and I sat there and rocked her in front of my daughter's casket.
Oh, my goodness.
I mean, that's really taking that forgiveness to at a level that I think most people have never even asked to have to even face, let alone actually walk through that and do it.
And so quickly, after such a devastating loss, is unbelievable and so hard to imagine.
But I suspect that if you're a medium, you understand that your daughter is still there, just not in physical form. And so it's fabulous that she was involved in helping you to heal.
Oh, absolutely. It's one of the biggest blessings. And that's why I feel like, you know, the power of forgiveness, that's one of the things that I'm here to share. Because I've had so many people to forgive, but it took my daughter's passing to break my heart. I mean, truly, it's like that. And I describe it as the pistachio nut. And if you're trying to get that one nut and you just barely can crack that shell and you're just determined to get in, that's what my heart was like. It was so tight. It had the locks on it. It was shackled and tied. And until her passing, it wasn't that all those shackles and all those locks and everything broke. And my heart was totally wide. It was totally exposed. It's a feeling that I can't even describe other than it's wider than you can feel in your body. But it's this immense love and caring and warmth. And I embraced the daycare provider. It was something we were told not to do, right? We're in the middle of an investigation, and my husband and I decided that's not the right thing to do. And even to this day, now I'm very close with the daycare provider's husband. I work with her husband now.
Uh-huh.
We're working with corporations to show how to come from the heart and not necessarily from the pocketbook and just push money and just try to get as many clients, but how do you do it to really help others and to pay it forward? But in the same breath, not everybody heals the same, and I can share that, you know, she is still struggling. We're actually going to meet because that's that's something that's coming up in her life again. Just because we may have gotten through it once doesn't mean that on an anniversary date or some type of experience doesn't bring it back up. And so we're actually getting back together actually at the end of the week just to share some feelings that she's going through so she can heal, so that she can get through some of the grieving process again. And so just more things are bubbling up as she's forgiving and as she's letting go. And this is 4 years later.
And well, so you talk about forgiveness. I mean, isn't it the most difficult for us to forgive ourselves?
That is the key. That is the key. It's not even so much, you know, me forgiving the daycare provider. She didn't do anything wrong, right? And so it was me forgiving all the things that I was holding inside. And that's the same thing that she's experiencing as well. She has a lot of guilt and remorse and needing just that person maybe to be there with her to release it, to feel safe, to feel comforted while she goes, you know, through that experience, you know, letting go of her fears. You know, we've done writing exercises where she's actually written a letter, you know, to me and burned it outside. She's written a letter to my daughter and telling her how much she misses her and loves her, and she's burned that outside. We've sent balloons on their birthdays, you know, or on my daughter's birthday. So she's a twin. So one of the things that we still have involved her twin brother in everything. And so he writes a little note to her to wish her a happy birthday in heaven.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a lot of things that we do just to keep, I want to say, just keep that connection for him. And we also do a lot to really talk about how we let go, that it really doesn't serve us to hold on to it anymore. And it's like a heavy weight within our bodies. It just makes us heavier. So once we release, we forgive, we let go, there's this amazing transformation and energy that goes through us. And then we're able to serve ourselves and others better by letting go.
Well, and that's wonderful, Elizabeth. And the work that you're doing is so important. And would you please let our listeners know where they can find out more about the work that you're doing?
Absolutely. That's Elizabeth Cookson, CUCKSON.com. And I have the 12-month free reading out there right now. I do it every single year on New Year's. So they can get a free download of that as well.
Oh, right. Elizabeth, thank you so much for being with us. And now it's time for us to go to a quick break. When we get back, we will finish up with Authenticity Rising into Action. Stay tuned. We'll be back.
The root cause of disease is not what you think. Doctors are treating the symptoms, not the root cause, because they haven't been trained to do so. Dr. Alex Lloyd has developed a simple technique that has saved thousands of people from lives of frustrating and debilitating illnesses. This technique has been featured on national broadcast and cable television in People, Time, and USA Today. If you are ready to heal and tired of being treated, visit DrAlexHealingCodes.com, where you will find free life-changing information.
Hi, this is Dr. Pat. Did you know most coffee, not all, have hidden dangers lurking in it? A recent investigation into grocery store coffee revealed three dangers. First, modern coffee farming produces dangerously high acidity and caffeine. Second, mold content in grocery store coffee contains dangerous toxins. Yuck! Third, government agencies have found grocery store coffee containing 400 times the carcinogens allowed in drinking water. You will be relieved to know that Camano Island Coffee Roasters takes the worry out of your sip of coffee. Imagine how your coffee tastes without mold, carcinogens, or poison. Get your free coffee report, The 5 Hidden Dangers Lurking in Your Coffee Cup. Visit NakedTruthAboutCoffee.com to get your free copy now. That's NakedTruthAboutCoffee.com. And check out Camano Island Coffee Roasters.
Have you ever considered what money and sex have in common? Brenda St. Louis, founder of Know That You Know, explores the energies of debt, money, sex, and our bodies. In her four-week intensive Debt Into Delight, Getting Intimate With Your Digits, she tickles all those places we don't want to look at, infusing everything with exuberance. Would you be willing to have more money? Would you be willing to have more of you? Explore more of Brenda St. Louis at knowthatyouknow.com.
The hit radio show Authenticity Rising with Christine and Sabrina is energizing people everywhere to rise to the occasion of their lives. Do you feel overwhelmed by all the information out there that's designed to improve your life? Do you feel that you're destined to become more? Are you sometimes afraid to fully express who you are? Let Authenticity Rising with Christine and Sabrina help you to step into true empowerment, leading you to greater joy, ease, and abundance. Co-host Christine Upchurch and Sabrina Fritz invite you to join them every Monday at 5 p.m. Eastern, 2 p.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio and rise to the occasion of your life. Tune in each Wednesday at 6 p.m. Eastern for the hit show Out of the Fog with Karen Hager, the Fog City Psychic. Spark your spirit and ignite your soul with spiritual conversation and enlightening guests that will help you get clear and catapult you into action. You'll meet metaphysical movers and shakers, intuitives, spiritual visionaries, and more. Want an on-air reading? Karen's down-to-earth style and lively curiosity delivers the compassionate, no-nonsense, intuitive advice that's become her trademark. Visit FogCityPsychic.com and book your reading today.
This is Sabrina Fritz, and we're back on Authenticity Rising. And wow, Christine, didn't we hear from some amazing women?
We did. And, you know, this is just a sampling of the book, Speaking Your Truth, Courageous Stories from Inspiring Women. We've now heard from three of the authors, and there are, what, 11 more?
42 altogether. Actually, 42 stories altogether.
The statistician can't count.
She's not very good with numbers. She's good with computers.
Yeah, but these stories are so inspiring. And, you know, this last one, as a mom, I think that's my worst nightmare is having one of my children die. And I think it's wonderful that she already had the gift of being a medium and being open to the communication from the other side. But still, you know, you lose the hopes and dreams for that child, you know, and as yes. they grow up and everything. So we were going through some tissues here at this end.
Definitely. And, you know, and I agree. It's like, even with my story, I hadn't gone through that tremendous loss, but that was a thought as a mother that came in during that accident. I thought, oh my gosh, I'm killing my kids. And not that I was physically doing it, but that the events that were unfolding felt like that was happening. And it was such a devastating feeling. And the fear that manifested itself in my body, in pain, in my kidney area. And after the accident, when I had x-rays and different things done by chiropractic adjustments, things like that, they couldn't identify why. And I finally worked with someone who helped me get into that space energetically and hold me there to discover what it was. And it was the fear of losing my children. And it looked like an axis with the rotary saw blades just charring at my kidney area, just going and rotating and creating that pain because of the fear I had of losing my children. And that is, I can't even imagine overcoming something like that, having to forgive myself.
Right. And even in the situation such as Elizabeth's, where she wasn't there, she wasn't the one responsible for her daughter at that point. As moms and as parents in general, we feel responsible for our kids no matter what, no matter where they are. It's like we should have known, we should be able to take care of them, and we have this instinctive, you know, deep connection with them where we want them to survive and thrive. And she had to face the worst nightmare and has done quite a bit of healing through that. And it's a beautiful story.
And helping others do the same.
Yeah, and learning to forgive and learning to forgive the other person involved as well as herself. I mean, we talk about forgiveness and how important it is. And you know, there are actually scientists out there who talk about how forgiveness is important for our physical health. But we certainly know for our emotional health, the forgiveness isn't about helping the other person that you're forgiving, but really forgiving, I mean, really easing that energy within yourself so that you can free up to love more and feel more joy and ease and thrive. So that brings us to our dare of the week.
Ooh, we have a dare again. So we dare you to find something that you may have been holding back in your life where you haven't allowed yourself to forgive yourself or someone else that's causing you some pain somewhere. It may be physical pain, but definitely I guarantee there's some emotional and mental pain associated with that. So take this opportunity to allow yourself, give yourself this gift of forgiveness so that you aren't being held back by anything, so you can share yourself with the world.
Yeah, and you know, there's some people who might say, oh, I don't think I've got anything to forgive. I'm not holding a grudge about anything. And I say, you're probably not human if that's the case. Because in human form, we end up tending to have issues with this. So if there's something that you don't really like to think about, or something you sort of push away because you're uncomfortable with it, that's probably the very thing to look at.
Yes, there's definitely information in there for you, for sure. If you have any type of emotional reaction, any type of feeling in your body, a physiological response when you think about an event or a certain person, anything like that, that is information telling you that there's something you're still holding on to. And, you know, I think forgiveness, it's an interesting thing. I recently read in a book that there was there's no need to forgive if you're not judging.
Yes.
So the judgment that there has been a wrong, if you look at this duality universe in this world that we live in, which is a duality, then if you are holding any type of judgment, then that is what is needing to be released in order for the forgiveness to happen and occur.
And that is profound, because we tend to judge quite a bit. Even if we don't think of ourselves as judgmental, it's a rare human who really can detach from judgment when they experience certain things, whether it's somebody cutting you off in traffic to somebody, you know, harming your child or somebody stealing money from you or something like that. We feel wronged, we feel victimized, we feel judgmental of another.
Mm-hmm.
And it's the rare person who can actually detach from that judgment.
Very rare. I'm not sure if there's really anyone in a human body that can actually
right.
do it all the time.
Right, right.
Maybe the monks on the mountain.
But the forgiveness is really important for us, because it allows us to move forward with greater joy and ease. It's an essential part of our own development.
Yes, absolutely.
And happiness.
Well,
just so you know how to get in contact with Sabrina and me, you can connect with us on Facebook, Authenticity Rising page with it's Authenticity Rising with Christine and Sabrina. We've also got a website, authenticityrising.com, and you can email us. And just so you know, next week we are going to be doing something fun. We're going to be doing some coaching. You know, in the workshop setting, Sabrina and I are often hearing from people about what they're experiencing, and we get to talk about how to help shift that experience so they can move forward more authentically. So if you've got an issue that's coming up for you, we encourage you to call the station or email us at info@authenticityrising.com.
And let's have fun, because we're all in this together and we get to play together.
So again, if you're interested in reading the book that Sabrina has contributed to, and those two wonderful women and fabulous stories that we heard about earlier, it's Speaking Your Truth, Courageous Stories from Inspiring Women, Volume 3. It's on Amazon.com. You can get it there. So thanks, everybody, for joining us. We'll see you again here next week on Authenticity Rising.
Take care.
You've been listening to Authenticity Rising. Join Christine and Sabrina each Monday at 5 p.m. Eastern Time, 2 p.m. Pacific Time on Transformation Talk Radio. Authenticity Rising provides you with simple solutions for stepping into true empowerment, leading you to greater joy, ease, and abundance. Tune in each week as Christine Upchurch and Sabrina Fritz inspire you to rise to the occasion of your life. For more information about Authenticity Rising, visit www.authenticityrising.com.
Tune in each Wednesday at 6 p.m. Eastern for the hit show Out of the Fog with Karen Hager, the Fog City Psychic. Spark your spirit and ignite your soul with spiritual conversation and enlightening guests that will help you get clear and catapult you into action. You'll meet metaphysical movers and shakers, intuitives, spiritual visionaries, and more. Want an on-air reading? Karen's down-to-earth style and lively curiosity delivers the compassionate, no-nonsense, intuitive advice that's become her trademark. Visit FogCityPsychic.com and book your reading today.
Welcome to Sisters Talk Radio. Awaken the feminine power that glows in your heart. There are just certain heart-to-heart conversations you can only have with your sisters. The conversations you crave when you need to reconnect. Mona and Savitri explore our feminine power as they look at headline topics and what women are talking about. Join us on Sisters Talk Radio, Fridays at 2 p.m. Pacific and 5 p.m. Eastern. Only on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Experience every day fully energized and vitalized, infused with the essence of gratitude. Our decorative electrostatic labels do just that. They are compact and easy to carry everywhere you go. Peel off the back, place it on any glass surface such as your drinking glasses, your home and office windows, or even your car windows. Visit our shop at explorationgratitude.com, and when you pick four kits of electrostatic essence of gratitude labels, you'll receive one kit free.
Feeling bogged down by your daily grind? Not living up to your greatest potential? Then it's time to turn up the heat and get real with what truly matters, be it family, career, wellness, spirituality, or anything else that fuels your inner flame. Join Fire It Up with CJ as this respected life coach talks to a wide range of experts and everyday people for their inspiring and unconventional ideas to help you make the most from your life. Equal parts heart warmer, cheerleader, and butt kicker, CJ Liu draws on her extensive experience in business and life coaching, along with her intuition and playful humor, to address meaningful topics with truth and irreverence. It takes just one spark to ignite a fire. For dates and showtimes, visit www.fireitupwithcj.com or www.transformationtalkradio.com.
You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio. Our hosts are setting a new standard for a fresh kind of talk radio, creating conversations that are transforming the world, one listener at a time. Transformation Talk Radio's mission is to broadcast a distinct blend of live talk radio interviews with a mix of uplifting and intelligent news, educational and practical information. Topics range from personal development to critical issues relevant to a rapidly changing world. Stay tuned. Transformation Talk Radio starts at the top of every hour. Transformation Talk Radio is designed to attract people like you and like me. Millions of people across the globe are looking to uplevel their lives. If you have a message and want to take it out on Transformation Talk Radio, make sure you give us a call, 1-800-930-2819, or send an email to host@transformationtalkradio.com and get ready to host your own show on one of the fastest growing transformative networks in the world. Transformation Talk Radio. Hey everyone, you're listening to Transformation Talk Radio. Don't touch that dial. We'll be beginning a brand new show at the top of the hour with one of our amazing hosts, Transformation Talk Radio. Talk radio to change the world.